Paused.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Mailbox. You may remember that last week we quoted a letter from regular listener David Eldridge, who was unhappy about a proposed Hollywood film on the life of Milada Horáková, the Czech democratic politician who was executed after a Salinist show trial in the 1950s. It seems that David is not the only one who is aghast at the idea. Stephen Landsman wrote to us from Jacksonville in the USA to give us his opinion on the subject.
I agree wholeheartedly with David Eldridge on the issue of a Hollywood version of Milada Horáková. The movie should be made on location, with Czech actors, and there are many excellent ones available, and in the Czech language. The international success of recent Czech films, with subtitles such as Kolia, Želady, Dark Blue World, and Divided We Fall, make this choice a no-brainer. We don't need Annette Bening or Meryl Streep or Olympia Dukakis impersonating Horáková. Please, give me a break.
And Stephen is not the only one of you who is upset at the idea of a Hollywood version of the life of Milada Horáková. I myself think that anything that brings this courageous woman to wider attention should be welcomed, but that's only my personal opinion. What do you think? Send us a letter or an email with your thoughts. We'd also be interested in hearing who you think would do a good job of playing Milada Horáková. Now, Anna Zilla Granger wrote to us from Toronto in Canada with this request.
I would appreciate your assistance in helping me recall the name of a song I heard on Radio Prague in September 2006 regarding the subject of the Revolution of 68. I think the verse contained reference to a brother and closing of doors. Any assistance would be greatly appreciated.
Well, Anna, September 2006 is quite a long time ago. But we think you might be referring to a report we did on the late Czech folk singer Karel Krill last August. If so, the track you're looking for is Bratričku Zavírej Vrátka, or Little Brother, Close the Door in English. Here's a little excerpt from the song to refresh your memory.
Bratříčku, nevzlikej, to nejsou bubáci, vždyť už si velikej, to jsou jen vojáci. Přijeli v hranatých železných maringotkách. Se slzou na víčku hledíme na sebe. Buď se mnou, bratříčku, bojím se o tebe. Na cestách klikatých, bratříčku v polobotkách.
Karel Krill there with Little Brother, Close the Door. For Anna Zilla Granger, who heard a report on the singer last August. As always, you can read or listen to this report again on our website at www.radio.cz. Another letter we received this week came from the linguist Dr. Eva Horová, who wrote to us from the Czech Republic, about the name we use for the country, i.e. the Czech Republic. According to Dr. Horová, most states have a political and a geographical name. For instance, my country's political name, the Republic of Ireland, is usually shortened to one word, Ireland. Dr. Horová wrote to remind us that officially the geographical name for the Czech Republic is the word Czechia, and she asked us why we never use it here at Radio Prague. Well, you're quite right, Dr. Horová, in saying that the official geographic name of the country is Czechia. We haven't started using it here yet because, for one reason or another, the name has never caught on in English. In fact, we did a report on this very topic a couple of years ago and discovered that the Czech Tourist Authority in London had itself actually stopped using Czechia and reverted to the Czech Republic because British people simply had not taken to the name. It seems that although the Czech Republic is a bit of a mouthful, we won't be using Czechia for the foreseeable future. Nevertheless, this is a fascinating subject, and we'd certainly be interested in hearing what you, the listeners, think would be a suitable one-word equivalent for the Czech Republic. Do you like Czechia, or do you have any other suggestions? Incidentally, Czechia is probably the only official geographic name of a country which is rejected by the Microsoft Word spellcheck. Maybe someone should send Bill Gates a memo as well. That's all we have for you this week. Before I go, I should remind you that this is the last week of our April competition. So this is your final chance to answer the following question. It sometimes happens that two inventors simultaneously come up with the same idea independently of each other. This was, for instance, the case with the lightning rod, which was invented by Benjamin Franklin, and also a Czech scientist at roughly the same time. We'd like to know the name of the Czech inventor. Answers to the competition, as well as all your letters, should be sent to Radio Prague, 12099 Prague 2, the Czech Republic. Or you can also send us a quick email to english@radio.cz. I'll be back again next week with another edition of Mailbox, in which I'll announce the competition results. Until then, keep sending me your letters and emails.
Keep those letters coming. Here's Ian Willoughby now with Letter from